recruitment.
Well, they did in that, yeah.
Kenny, can you talk us through your selection of Todd Marshall? Where did that come from? Sort of out of nowhere from externally?
Yeah, not really. I mean, from our point of view, he's been in really strong form. And, you know, last week he was again strong, kicked goals. You know, he's, he's a big investment from us as a football club last year. And now he's the third of our four picks that we got last year to play their first game. So we think he's got some enormous upside. Look, it is the start and it is his first game. It'll be a great opportunity for him to see how he goes.
Is it a matter of stretching the Bulldogs' back line? And if so, why Todd over Brett Eddie, for example?
Oh, no, no. We've picked the best player in the best form. That's what we've done for that position. So, yes, we've always and have done most part of this year is we've had an extra tall on the forward line. Last week was the only time we probably actually haven't had the extra tall. So we believe our mix is good when we got another tall.
As a player, what do you expect to see from him this week?
We won't put too many expectations on him. But he's got, obviously, he's a high draft pick. He's got some real talent. He's a big fella, you know. He's got a bit of body to build yet, but he's quite a big boy, and he's really smart. That's what you'll see from him. I think you'll see opportunities where it's smart on the ground and in the air. He's not just an in the air player.
He does some pretty exciting things, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, look, he has in his early part, and he's got some real speed too for a tall. So we like that as well.
A few other changes. Jasper Piddock comes out. How serious is his injury at the moment?
Oh no, he's had a little sore calf, and he just didn't get through training Thursday, and at that stage, as I said, was no sense as taking a risk. At this stage of the year, you don't want to lose someone for 3 or 4 weeks, and it was a pretty easy decision.
So the expectation is it'll probably come back next week?
Yeah, well, obviously, with speaking to the doctor this morning, he's pretty comfortable and confident that he'll be okay for the following week, but we have to play that out.
And just on those other changes, it seems like there's a lot of chopping and changing quite late in the year. Is that concerning at all, having to omit guys and bring other guys in and kind of 3-4 changes for a couple of weeks straight?
Injuries force your hand, so we've had injuries in a couple of those wins, but we like to reward form. And if form's really strong below and your form's not quite as good as it needs to be in the AFL side, just because it's this time of the year or not doesn't mean you've got ownership on the spot. You've got to play well to get that spot.
Do you know who your best 22 is at the moment, do you think? Do you have a fair idea, or is it still a little bit up in the air?
Yeah, no, we know who our best probably 26 to 28 players are, and every side will want to make sure they've got that many players available for what's in front of them.
Riley's selection, has he just been sort of a victim of being behind Jasper and Brody, two pretty handy players?
Yeah, a little bit of that, and Dan Houston. Dan Houston's come on really well this year, and Riley's probably had to fall back in line a little bit there. Again, like Todd, like the boys we've brought in, like Jake Need the week before, they've all been in really strong Magpies form, and I think that's the key for us to make sure we reward those blokes, and we know they tend to transfer that pretty well.
What do you say to someone like Riley who, Brody and Jasper could potentially both be fit next week, and all of a sudden you've got the four blokes that play the same position all ready to go? What do you say to him about his game this week?
Play well. It's pretty simple, isn't it? If he plays well, he stays in. There's no hidden agendas in that. You play well, you'll own your spot.
So given the inexperience of those players that you brought in, was there any reticence at all? Given the time of year, I know you said it wouldn't matter, but is there any reticence at all thinking, well, we're throwing them in the deep end 2 weeks out from what should be a finals game?
Nah, again, I suppose the key for me is I don't look at how old they are, I look at how they're playing. And for us, they're playing well enough. And, we've certainly got some youth in our side. I think that's exciting too. And I think that can create some extra energy as well. So, for every little negative there may be, there's always a pretty good positive, I reckon.
Is it the same when it comes to the ground? Because, I know the grass is green, the posts are there and all that sort of stuff. But at this time of the year, to be going to something that you haven't seen before in a crucial match?
I suppose from our point of view, it's an opportunity to go to a different venue. As you say, we know playing the Bulldogs at Etihad's probably even a tougher assignment. We're playing them up at North Ballarat. As you said, the surface, everything else will be fantastic. The opportunity to play there is one that we look forward to. We've travelled fairly wide and far this year, and we look forward to another adventure.
How do you rate the conditions going in?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, it's expected to be thundery, cold.
No, it's not. No, the weather's actually quite good. Oh, if you have a look at the forecast, it's not too bad. It's they're tipping a tiny little bit of rain, if anything. It's winter time. It's going to be a bit cooler than normal, but it's going to be a great opportunity to play in front of the country community.
What do you make of the Doggies going in? They're kind of walking a bit wounded at the moment in some ways.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if they're walking wounded. They've got a pretty good couple of ins come back in this week. They look, they're playing for a lot, no doubt. We are playing for a lot. I don't expect anything less so from Luke and his team, that they'll come out with everything they've got. We're going to try and do everything we can to match them and come out in front.
Ken, what's the advantage of taking on someone like the Dogs so close to finals for you?
Oh, it's great for you. Anytime you get to play in, this season, it's a bit different, isn't it? This season, you're always playing in a tough game. It doesn't matter who you play and when you play. And I suppose, you know, everyone looks at it, you know, we're both trying to set our positions almost in the eight at the moment, and that's what we're trying to achieve. So there's a big, bigger prize on the end of it, but the contest is always pretty similar.
Is top four still something you look at and go, we're right in this?
Certainly very achievable, isn't it? So that's all we can do. It's what's achievable for us is we've got to play well, and if we play well, you never know what will happen.
What's the message to Jarman Impey at the moment? Is it just a matter of his form not being quite...
Look, Jarman's just... He's sort of, if I use the word just, he's just a little bit off. He's not quite making the most of his opportunities. I still believe he's a significant part of our side, and he will be. He just needs to get back and play some strong footy, probably enjoy the opportunity to play with a bit more freedom.
Making the most of your opportunity, or not making the most of your opportunities, is that your frustration on the whole year? The fact that as a team you just haven't made the most of when you've had opportunities?
I think every side's probably at some point been in a position where they probably haven't quite got done what they'd like to. But again, even competition forces that upon you a bit. Yeah, look, there's no doubt we would have loved to have had another couple of wins, but I'm sure every side in the competition would have. So from our point of view, I'm not going to worry about what's gone. I'm going to worry about what's in front of us.
What have you said to Jackson this week? It was certainly far from his worst game in the twos last week.
Look, let's be clear, he played really well in the Magpies last week. He was right in the mix for selection this week. And if he plays that way again next week, he gives himself the best chance, and he knows that.
Good to have Sam back too.
Yeah, it is good to have Peps back, a young first year player come back into the side, but he brings some energy for us. He'll bring some heat around the contest along with the other boys that are in there, but I think we'll get a great benefit out of giving him that little week off.
That's probably your best midfield setup then, even Wingard, Gray, like everyone that could go in there or rotate through there is pretty much available, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it seems like on names it appears to be the mix that we're probably going to spend most of our time with in the remaining part of the season, but you just never know where they come from this time of year.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Enjoy.